Well, Coach, a great win tonight. Overall, just a really great way to start the season.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's been a long preseason, a lot of practices, and it's time to get out on the mat and get some matches, and it's exciting to be able to do that. And these guys have been working really hard, so, you know, we're trying to get settled in still, early stuff, season stuff, you know, weight-wise, and, you know, first time making weight, it's always a challenge, and so then Saturday will be our second time, so it'll be a little bit easier for our guys, hopefully, but just a lot of stuff to work through, but a lot of good stuff, a lot of good performances. I thought we were aggressive, I thought we wrestled hard, which is good to see, and you know, even in the matches, a couple matches we lost, I felt like we wrestled hard, and then kind of a fun night to get some matches for some of our girls, and some of their first matches ever, and to watch them get to wrestle, and a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, it seemed like those girls' matches at the beginning really seemed to kind of set the tone for the boys. They seemed to get pretty fired up afterwards, and I felt like watching the girls do pretty well, it gave them a little boost of energy, and it really showed up there whenever you were able to win. I believe it was your first four.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, everybody practices together. You know, we warm up together, and then, you know, a lot of the girls practice in our JV room, and, you know, so they're all working out together and going through the same practices. So, you know, they're really growing and learning a lot. And like I said, I was proud to see our, you know, our varsity wrestle tonight, the boys' side. And, you know, we got a lot of good guys, and there's going to be other guys vying for time in the lineup that weren't in the lineup tonight. And, you know, so once everybody gets settled in, there should be some good competition for spots. And you know, over the weekend, we actually had a really good JV tournament, too. We had a really good showing there. Several kids get first place, and several more take second. So we had, I think, 8 or 9 guys in the finals of the JV tournament out of 17 kids that we took. So it was a really fun Saturday, too, and good to see all levels getting to wrestle and compete.
Of course, too, like you say, a lot of talent on this team, a lot of people who are going to be fighting for spots, and of course, that's one of those things, especially tonight, where it can really light a fire under somebody and make the practices really competitive and really puts a lot of trust in you, no matter who you got out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the challenges of wrestling. It's always really competitive at the start of the season, and then, you know, the challenge is not to settle into a pecking order where, you know, they kind of figure out who they can beat and who they can't beat, and they've got to keep pushing that, challenging people and not letting them not letting guys just have it against them in practice. And that's one thing we talk about a lot, competing. You know, you have a better opportunity than a lot of people in the state of Illinois because you have a stronger practice room. So, you know, there's a lot of guys that don't have that in their practices, and they have to go to a club practice. They have to go somewhere and travel somewhere. These guys got it right in their school and their own practice room. So take advantage of that, all the different partners, all the different styles, and try to learn and grow. You know, learn the new techniques, learn different techniques than what you already know, and try to grow and keep evolving.
Of course, too, you have 3 guys who were medalists last year at state. The Waftel kids coming in from Carlisle. One of them is going to Wisconsin next year. The other one's got 50 wins under his belt as a sophomore. With the history that this team has had over the last several years, what excites you most about this team and the potential that they have?
I mean, obviously the potential's there, you know, but I think the thing that excites me most is just the attitude of the kids, and you know I think we're coming together as a group. You know, they're hard workers. You know, obviously I'm going to try to push them to work even harder, and you know, that's the goal every time. But I think the thing that's most exciting, just seeing you know how they are in practice, and we just have fun, you know, and do a lot of fun things, and so it's a long season, so you know, not every night and not every day can be a grind. You know, you got to have some fun too. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun with these guys, and I think they know when it's time to get to business. And, you know, so it'll be interesting to see how it grows and comes together. I'm sure things will change, and the challenge will be to, you know, think of the team first and play a role in the team. Like always, when you have a really good team, guys play roles, and you know, when people aren't selfish, pretty cool things can happen. So just keep working hard and being happy for each other and fighting it out and battling in practice. And like I said, potential's there, and but there's a lot of other good teams in the state, too, and they're not just going to roll over and play dead because, you know, that we have a good team. So looking forward to the challenge, and got a lot of tough duels coming, and CM tournament's always a tough day, so we'll get a lot of good matches this weekend.
Yeah, you talk about the CM tournament coming up Saturday morning. It's going to be a pretty nice early test for this group.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to go down there and try to win the tournament and see what we can do. And You know, we actually got the opportunity to send some other kids to another varsity tournament down in Lawrenceville. So Lawrenceville hosts a varsity tournament. So we're going to send a group of kids down there, too, that aren't in our starting lineup, but we feel are good competitors. So they're going to get varsity-level matches, which will be awesome for them. And we'll have our starters at CM, and like I said, try to win that, put as many guys as we can in the finals, and see how it goes.